Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome back to Spectrum. As you may recall, last week we started our conversation with Derek Capo of Next Step China, which is a unique and far-reaching organization that brings people from the United States and other countries into China to study the language and the culture in sort of an immersion status where you go and spend quite a bit of time, but you really, really get to know everything in the shortest possible time, including the language. So we started with talking with Derek last week, and we kind of got some of the groundwork on Next Step China. Now, Derek, let's continue our conversation about some of the networking that you have to do on your own when you're in Beijing to sort of put this thing together.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. What we decided to do is we have a model where we have young clients between 15 and 20-something years old, and then we've got these clients that are between 25 to 60 years old. So what we decided to do was to split our admin in a way. There are certain admin that do services for everybody, but there are specific key people that cater to different age groups. Because if we have a staff member that's a certain age, they're not going to maybe be in tune with a 16-year-old kid. So we have a younger staff that actually caters to them, goes out with them on the weekends, does all these things. And then you have staff like me or my business partner or other people that are, you know, older will say, okay, let's take out this this client that we have. Like, we had a client that was from McKinsey. He's a consultant in McKinsey. And, you know, we took him out to a bunch of restaurants. If he wanted any questions about any business ties or links or anybody we knew, we'd say, hey, you know, this is so-and-so. We'd definitely connect them. And what we want to make sure is that everybody has the experience that they're looking for. And the only way we can provide that is to cater to what they want. And we know that somebody that's, you know, older and more career-driven is different from somebody that's 15, 16 that maybe wants to have a good time and just learn. So don't get me wrong. Everybody wants to have fun activities. But it's also just how you prepare them, how you integrate everything. So it's fun and exciting for all the age groups and all of our clients.
For people who may be listening in the United States or Canada, particularly because that's primarily where most of our listeners are, but also in the other countries, what is the application process? How do they first get in touch with you? What do you do to connect with them up front?
Okay. The best thing that we tell people to do is to go to our website and just browse around and see how comfortable you get with all the information that's there, and to send us an email or give us a call. This way, we'll be able to have an actual conversation about what you want. We'll be able to set expectations, and there's no nonsense. When I write the emails or one of my other staff members writes the emails, we set the expectations, and if anything, we love that saying. We like to under-promise and over-deliver. And it works out very well for us, because the last thing we want is people arriving to China and getting the complete opposite of what they expect. People can just go through the website, pick a program, and go to the application, which is obviously very fast. But we like to talk to people because we really want to tell them, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what you expect. And don't, you know, that's it.
So you have a whole team of advisors, counselors that can really walk people through it, and there's no obligation.
Absolutely. I'll focus on certain types of individuals, and then I'll have my business partner focus on others, and I'll have the younger staff member focus on the younger applicants, you know, just to try to gauge, you know, what's more interesting to them, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have a lot of families, and I'll take care of the families. Like, I had a guy actually from Canada. He said, I want to go to China for 3 months with me and my wife, and I've got two kids. They're 4 and 7 years old. What can you do for me? And I said, okay, well, we can definitely set you up a program with you and your wife, and then we'll do a program with your kids at a language school locally. So we can definitely cater to them and say, look, you know, you can live in this apartment in this area. You can live here. Tell us what you want, and we'll do it.
Your two basic, at least according to the website, locations in China are Beijing and Shanghai. Mm-hmm. You have universities in both of those places, 3 or 4 in Beijing and I think one in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. Can people go to other parts of China and study, or are you just focusing on those two cities right now?
Right now we're focusing on those, but what's going to happen next year is we're going to open up our company to all the universities in China. So we're going to do Mandarin programs in all the cities in China. And we're also going to be doing degree programs, undergraduate degree programs, master's degree programs, doctorate programs. Some of them will require an HSK level 6 certificate, which means you have to achieve a certain proficiency level to be able to take the course. Some will be English taught programs. What we're noticing is that for the degree programs, that there's people from countries like Kazakhstan, Russia, even South American countries like Ecuador and Colombia that have better opportunities and to go to China to study in a Chinese university is actually better than their home country. Like the Chinese want to go to the States to go to the universities, other people from other parts of the world want to go to China to the Chinese universities. Because maybe they don't want to go to the States. Maybe they figure, okay, why not just learn the language and get a degree? So we're actually opening up the whole model. The way it's going to work is we're going to have satellite offices in different cities, and then everything's just going to be like an online application process, and then when we have a client come over there, we'll just have somebody from the satellite office go and visit them and pick them up at the airport and provide the same level of service that we provide in Beijing. You know, when we started, Beijing is just the best market. So when you're starting a small business, you just focus on the city that's going to provide, you know, the most amount of volume.
Do you work directly with the universities in China individually, or do you work through the Ministry of Education or some, you know, government agency that guides your way into that?
We work directly with the universities. So the way it works is we establish relationships with the admissions officers and all these universities. It's very difficult to get to that Ministry of Education. We have a competitor that actually is. It's very difficult. The Guanxi must be very, very, very deep. And who knows? If we get bigger and we do better than our competitors, who knows? Maybe we can just, I don't know, have a partnership with that company and eventually do something. So Guanxi comes with time. You don't want to force it. You don't want to get into some business deal that you're not really happy with. We're very comfortable the way we're operating right now. And the Guanxi, we have our Guanxi right now, but it's a very low level Guanxi, right? Mm-hmm. Over time, it'll definitely improve.
What about the travel and the visa issues? You handle pretty much that from A to Z.
In regards to people who do programs with the university, have no problems with the visas. It doesn't really matter what country. The universities are very open to accepting all nationalities. So we tell people that come from some nationalities, look, we recommend that you actually do this because it's very difficult to get a visa because of the Chinese policy. But if you're an American or a Canadian or even European, what we can do is we can set up a program where you go to a local language school and they'll be able to help with the visa because we have a very strong relationship with some language schools in Beijing and Shanghai. We'll be able to get the visa process and extended for, you know, 5 or 6 months at a time or 3 to 6 months at a time. So we tell clients, look, this is what's going to happen. This is how much it's going to cost. This is the process. You know, you have to make sure that, you know, you follow this protocol. And everybody usually obliges, no problem.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Derek Capo. He's here from nextstepchina.org, which is an extraordinary website that really, really does seem to do what it promises, which is connect people from different countries to the Chinese culture, the Chinese language. About how many people are involved in your programs at any given moment? If you could do a critical mass of how many folks you have under your tent right now, it must be an awful lot of folks.
You mean staff or?
Well, staff, but also customers, clients. I mean, there's people coming and going at all times, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. In the summer, we had this past summer about almost 30 to 40 clients, and that was a huge increase from last year. And there's many reasons why we started doing that. We changed our website to make it nicer. We started offering dorms, and we started marketing more to high school students. And that was a huge growth. And we're starting to see a huge amount of growth with high school students wanting to come over. And a lot of parents are very scared, and that's fine. We completely understand. But, you know, my name's out there. We're a Better Business Bureau accredited business, and we try to let people know, look, you know, this is what our rules, this is what we follow. You know, it's very safe here in China. In regards to the rest, in the fall and the spring, we have about the same 20, 30 some students, but we have to understand that they're doing semester to 1 year programs. And it's growing. It's been growing. We're going to be growing 100% this year versus last year. And it's not going to stop because we're going to add new products and, you know, we're always changing the website, always attuning to what customers are looking for.
Are you pretty much in China full time these days?
I spend about 10 out of 12 months out of the year in China, and then 2 months I go back to the States.
And your family is still in Florida?
Still in Miami, Florida, enjoying the very sunny weather.
Where do you live? You live in Beijing, right in the city?
Yeah, I live in Beijing. I live actually in the Wudaoco area, which is actually where all the universities are located. So it's very close commute.
Did you navigate the underground very well, I would think?
Yeah, the subways there? Yeah, very well. I mean, the subways are actually very easy. New York's actually pretty complicated.
Yeah. Now, driving in Beijing, that can be a bit of a problem.
It's the worst. They have, like, the worst traffic in the world. I mean, you get from point A to point B, and it could be an hour to 2 hours, and it's insane. But you're better off taking a subway.
And in the big neighborhoods, it's pretty much anarchy on the streets.
Oh, yeah. When you're riding a bike, you have to watch out. And if you're bigger, then usually you win. But if the bike has a motor, you're basically at a loss.
So. Yeah, well, one of our partners here at China America Radio is Chao Bo. He's our partner that kind of helped start this thing with me.
He lives all the way at the far west end of the westernmost subway station, Pingguoyuan. And he has to get out there every day near the Fifth Ring Road, which is pretty far out.
Yeah.
Which is pretty far away out in the burbs by the Fifth Ring Road.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating place.
Yeah.
And I encourage our listeners, if they have an opportunity, to go to your website, which has some neat animation on it, which is very fun to watch. It's nextstepchina.org. And I want to thank you, Derek, for stopping by the studio and speaking with us. Keep working together, trying to achieve the same purpose, which is, you know, bringing some cultures and some arts and some languages a little bit closer after so many thousands of years of being so far apart.
Yep. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, take care.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.